A bid? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Dynamite.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Don and Mike, anytime, from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. You can't stop the rock.
F you, white trash.
Stop the rock.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
They funneled us all the way to Philadelphia.
Right.
Come on, boys.
Just one.
Just one.
Howdy, guys.
Just one. Can we not have
him here? Come on now. True enemy. And his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob, beware.
You gotta admit they were funny.
Hold on, Rob, your microphone's not on.
There.
Hello?
Hi.
You gotta admit they were fun on the train, though.
Yeah, they were. They were a lot of fun on the train. I'm coming around on them.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. We're in Philadelphia, but we're all excited about the New Jersey.
Yes.
And all the ships at sea. Hey, they've been busy flying jets and climbing trees. Jack. Don Geronimo and Mike Obabudabuda.
Thank you, Rob. And hi, thanks for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show. New episode on this Friday. August 16th.
Right.
And here's your phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. DC on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And Philadelphia, WYSB, 215-263-7625. And in New Jersey, 609-590-9494, because we are broadcasting today from 94 WYSB.
And I'm frankly very glad you survived the spectacle that was that scene out on the street near the Liberty Bell right out here at our studios in Philadelphia.
What spectacle?
The spectacle of what that man in the other booth over there did to you. It was pretty disgusting.
Oh, you're talking about the sodomy, Mike. I'm so used to it now.
How can you be used to what happened there? There were people, there were like 50 people gathered around his
big crowd.
Buzz just
all these Chinese tourists, Japanese tourists, you would think that they would be taking pictures of Patrick Henry type stuff. But no, they're watching Buzz sodomize me.
Oh, just so you do what you do. It's ridiculous. It is embarrassing.
Today they saw another crack.
Right.
And Buzz, what was the item du jour?
Today it was the hammer from the Liberty Bell, and I wore a tri-cornered hat at the time.
Yeah, they're going to arrest him. The clapper, is that what it is? Yes.
Anyway, all of that, so I will simply say, here's Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
And there he is. And it's, as always, great to be in Philly. Great to be broadcasting from WYSP.
Buzz still believing that a man comes out with a hammer and hits the bell.
A guy did that recently, but I called it a hammer instead of a clapper because I was afraid people wouldn't know what a clapper was.
Okay.
Clap on, clap off.
That's right.
Now, Mike, you turned off all the lights. Clap again, please.
Sorry about that. All right.
So anyway, here we are in Philly, and we're doing a Las Vegas-style show tonight
right.
at somebody's house, and it would not be a regular Don and Mike show if something wasn't effed up,
uh-huh.
and there is a last-minute eff-up.
Uh-huh.
There's a glitch.
there is. We fixed it. Let me say, we are going to a different house.
Well, you know, wow. I think you had said to me on the train yesterday when we were driving up here, when we were taking the train up here, that...
And Mike and I were driving the train yesterday.
We were driving the train. We were up there in the locomotive saying, where are all these cracks coming from? But, you know, you had said to me that we have three on the line. We have the original winner, and then we have our backup plan.
Just in case.
And just in case happened to come true when this guy, I guess, his brother got sick or something like that. Like that?
Oh, no. Something like that. I don't know. You don't want this guy.
No.
The guy who won the contest, Mark, is the guy who we selected. And
unanimously.
And he said that he had a loft and that it was close to the station. And as it turns out, it's a good thing that we're going with the second choice. And we will announce that in about an hour.
Very good.
Because the crack staff at WYSP, many of them on crack, went to the location that Mark gave us on Hamilton Street in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Hamilton?
And we have some photographs that scream, kill me now.
That is...
That if you and I were to show up at that front door, Mike...
Oh, my.
We might as well have a sign around our neck that says, please kill us, and kill us quickly. We don't want to suffer.
Not a great hood. You're showing us a rough neighborhood right there.
That is the front door.
Yeah.
This is the alley to get to the front door.
Very exciting.
And this is... another shot of the alley that gets to the front door.
A little rough down there.
Wow. Yeah,
so, you know, so, and he can't do it anyway, so I guess things all worked out for the best.
Well, we'll find out. We're going to announce the second place finalist, and we'll have he or she on the air, I think, within the hour.
Very exciting.
And either way, we are still doing the Vegas Style Show from somebody's house tonight. Philly.
Good.
Tonight.
Good.
Tonight.
Wonderful.
I wonder if.
You're lonesome tonight.
I wonder if. You wrote us a letter from a crack house tonight.
Tonight.
But that is not the reason that we're switching locations.
Mm-hmm.
The guy had some cockamamie story about his brother being sick and going to North Carolina, something like that.
Apparently, he had a stricken brother and had to go down to North or South Carolina and see his brother in the hospital or
I don't know.
Once it's determined we're not going to his house, it becomes completely irrelevant to us.
Right. No flowers,
absolutely.
No cards. F him, he's dead to us.
No sympathy. Yeah. He's effed up our show.
So we're going to the second choice, and we'll announce that in just a moment. I would like to, on behalf of everybody... associated with the Don and Mike show, apologize to the passengers aboard the Amtrak Metroliner yesterday.
Don, in case you're keeping score, it's train number 178.
I want to apologize for Lisa Herndon.
The Metroliner from Washington to Boston, the train number 178 between Washington and Philadelphia.
Now, here's part of the reason I'm apologizing. Part of the reason is Mike and I are sitting on the train. Hi, Lisa. Hi, Lily. We're waiting for the rest of them to show up. Here she is. Hi, Lisa. We're waiting for everybody to show up, and a woman, a very nice woman, who's sitting directly behind us, immediately leans over and says,
"You're the guys.
You're the guys."
I like being. It's fun when that happens.
Oh, really?
It's like you're the guys, and she has that kind of mischievous look on her face.
And we said, "What do you mean?" She says, "You're Don and Mike, right?" We said, "Yeah, very nice to meet you." She said, "My husband's a big fan. I listen all the time."
Mm-hmm.
So it's already established that we've got a listener sitting directly behind us.
Right.
And there are also listeners of the show who are sitting directly to our right and sitting directly behind them.
That's it.
So we are surrounded by people who know about the show.
Mm-hmm.
And our own Lisa Herndon, at one point, while on the telephone, I believe, cut through with maybe the loudest F-bomb.
When lovely Lisa joined our happy band of revelers, she was a lovely flower. She was delicate. She had not been through the radio wars. She was very sharp, and she did her job very well. That's why she rose quite quickly through the ranks of the show.
Now she's a bit dull.
She's
I don't mean personality wise. I mean the sharp edges have been smoothed over.
She's turned into a full fledged toughy.
The learning curve has been established. The bell curve. She has lowered herself.
I think being around us, I'm not going to be completely devoid of responsibility for this. I think being around us and hearing the way we speak when we are off the air, I believe.
Sure.
Lisa has adopted our way of speaking. However, Lisa now does it rather liberally and loudly.
Loudly?
Yes.
I used to be the loudest one on the show.
This is true. Lisa is now the loudest.
There is no question that she has taken over that spot.
Foul mouth.
I don't think so.
No, honey. Listen.
At one point, I was sitting with my back to the rest of the train, and you were on the phone, and I don't know what you were doing. You were doing something on your cell phone, but somehow the F word came out, and it came out as loudly as it can come out, to the point where everybody on the train...
Everybody.
There was a bit of a controlled gasp.
Yes. As I am surprised the train did not derail.
Well, what the F is going on?
And I hear this... Every eye on the train immediately is focused on us. Yeah.
I looked at the guy in back of me, and I looked, and I said, that was kind of loud, wasn't it? And he gave me one of these, you know, over-the-glasses looks where he had his glasses pulled down in his nose, and it was one of these...
It wasn't the quiet train.
It wasn't the scream the F word train.
It wasn't the profanity train either, Lisa.
I didn't realize that it was that loud. I didn't realize that my voice carries as
much. Well, the question was, did the children hear it? Yes, they did.
Yes, they did.
The children in the middle of the train.
I told you when they got on that this was no place for children.
Public train.
Yeah,
right. A public train. Yes, nobody travels with kids.
Two rum and cokes later.
Yeah,
there she is, our girlfriend Rummy. That's how she got the nickname.
Well, it was fun. We had a great time. Because here's the deal. Normally, we're all broken up. We're all on different trains. Or we're sitting in different parts of the train.
Right.
We were all together as one unit. It was knee to knee on the train. And we got a little rowdy. You know,
it was
like
fun.
Everybody had their DVD players out. And it just became moot. Nobody wanted to look at a
movie. Nobody watched the movie.
Yeah, it was great.
I don't do that much anymore. And it was
no,
nice.
You don't.
To cut loose.
It was.
Hang out.
Oh, my Peter.
I mean, we hung out, and then we hung out some more, and we got to Philadelphia. We all hit South Street again, and you guys got your jerseys, and Rob and I went to the hat store. Wasn't the same guy in the hat store,
no.
So we didn't buy a hat.
Right. Oh, hold on. Let's take a call here. Let's go to Frank. Hello, Frank. Are you on the air?
Mike, is this the brothers that are currently running Philadelphia?
This is a test of the emergency Joe broadcast system. We're finding out if we can, in fact, take calls.
Very good.
From WJF. And success, we are able to.
Yay.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I'm the one that called about back in January, and you were intrigued with my black Packers jersey. I was wondering if you want me to send it to you. I can.
Yeah, I bought a San Diego Chargers jersey last night. The throwbacks. The old ones, the light blue ones, the really queer-looking ones.
I like a lot of your jerseys. I like almost all of them. I like that Warren Moon one you got was cool. I think you got a Donovan McNabb one, too, right?
Yeah, you don't like this one?
Don't care for that. Maybe it's because it's old. I don't like it. I don't like the colors. I hate that color scheme.
Powder blue.
I'd say that's the second nicest jersey that was purchased last night.
Let me get something
straight with you guys.
What's that?
You guys could rename your show the Triple M Show, and then you could be sponsored by 3M because you're all mics.
Right. Gotcha. Thank you, Gene.
Let me drop that down. Very clever.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Stick around.
We've never heard that before. Rocket science major.
So, last night, there were more than just this San Diego Chargers jersey bought.
Right.
I purchased for Lisa a Wizards jersey.
Yes.
Wanted to buy her a 76ers jersey, but they didn't have it in her size.
I got an MJ.
I'd like to apologize for not buying anything for anyone on this trip.
That's all right.
Sorry. I'm becoming very cheap in my old age.
I did buy Rob, though, the greatest jersey, and Rob will be wearing this jersey
tonight
to the Las Vegas Style Show tonight. It's first off,
he wears it honestly.
First off, technically, what makes it great is that it's a basketball jersey.
Basketball jersey. I look good in that.
So we're walking down the street in South Philly, and we go to the store where I buy the San Diego jersey, and then we go to a hat store, and we're just looking around, and we walk into this other sporting goods type store, and back in the corner in a nook of the place, they have old-time replica jerseys.
Replica jerseys. They're amazing, some of the recreations that they've made.
Mm-hmm. And at the same moment, Rob and I spot a basketball jersey. Name of the team, Hebrews.
A legitimate Philadelphia basketball team, the Philadelphia Hebrews.
with the Star of David on it.
Right.
Very nice.
And immediately, I said, Rob, if they have one big enough, it's my gift to you.
Yes.
And did they not only had one that was big enough, they had one that was too big for Rob.
Yeah, I had to go down a size.
That's right.
And when he came out of the dressing room wearing this jersey.
Before I had a t-shirt under it or anything, it was a
it
good
was
look.
Truly special. I about bust a nut. I really did. So I buy him the jersey with the thought he's going to wear it tonight.
Right.
Tonight, we get back to the hotel room. I'm lounging. I'm watching the Titans game last night. Right. Titans just killed the Raiders. Phone rings. It's Rob. He goes, hey, I've done some searching on the internet, and I found out some background on the Philadelphia Hebrews.
Oh, my right. God.
And Rob,
yeah.
As it turns out, there's a story behind the Philadelphia Hebrews.
Well, for all of you sports historians, please take a... Man, that sounded loud.
Nice boom, huh?
Let's take pencil and pen in hand and write down these facts about the Philadelphia Hebrews.
Jot this down. You'll want to remember that their star flashy shooter was Inky Lautman.
Yeah. Now, they were a team that was in existence at when the
like 1930 to 1935.
Early 30s.
Very, very popular team. Very good team.
Right.
They played against another team at times called the Cleveland Rosenblums.
No.
Name for the owner. This is all true. Other players included Dutch Garfinkel and Doc Lou Sugarman.
There you go.
And they were coached and owned by Eddie Gottlieb, who, believe it or not, would eventually own the 76ers.
Wow.
The man runs Philadelphia basketball, and I actually found a site, and I wanted to say I'm quoting someone else, but they say that this particular team was good because they were conceived as crafty and shrewd people.
Oh, God.
Now, this is, someone else wrote this.
Yeah, probably back in the 1930s.
Yeah, yeah, and they had a General Smart Aleck.
Oh, my God. A General
go
Smart Aleck.
Oh, Hebrew.
And, Rob, what are you, 1/8 Jewish? Is
yeah.
that what you
yeah.
are? So you can wear the jersey, honestly.
Wait, you see
good.
Me in it. It really good.
Oh, you come out tonight. Well, it's not open to the public, but tonight at the party,
yeah.
You know, Rob will be wearing his Hebrews jersey, and he looks fantastic in it.
And they also said they were perceived to have better vision. I don't know. I didn't write any of it. I didn't write it. But,
hello, Dave. Are you there, Dave? Don and Mike show. Hello, Dave. Dave, buddy.
How's it going? I just wanted to say that I've listened to you guys for 10 years, and I've listened to all the Elvis shows you all have done.
Right.
And yesterday, I actually became an Elvis fan. As a brother, you know, you hear a lot of brothers say Elvis was a racist. And Elvis was funny.
Yeah, Elvis was funny.
Goddamn funny. And, you know, we will continue with one final tribute to Elvis on today's show.
Fantastic.
Actually, two tributes.
I never knew how funny that guy was. I mean, I love hearing the funny stuff he used to eat and do, but yesterday when you played those were some funny tapes, man. That's all.
Oh, those are great tapes.
Yeah,
thank you, my friend.
Thanks,
look at that. Everybody loves Elvis.
And he was lovable. I think we said that during the show yesterday. I mean, who, you know, shooting flashbulbs in a pool with a BB gun.
Doc, hello, Doc. You're on the air. Doc.
What? Don, what? Mike, Buzz, and Rob.
Is this Doc Sugarman?
I don't know the airway. How you doing, guys?
What's up, Doc?
Hey, listen, we're down.
What's up, Doc?
I know.
Hate to say it. What's up, Doc? Miss you guys.
This has been a run-on sentence since you put down the phone.
Hold on. Start over, please. Yes, Doc, what can we do for you?
Well, like I say, I'm down here in Wally World in Southern Maryland, and we really miss you guys, my idols of the airways. I just want to say...
Well, what do you mean you miss us? You're listening to us right now.
I mean local shows, if you'll pardon the expression.
What do you mean local shows?
I don't get a chance to come and see it because I live down here in Southern Maryland. We don't get passports to get up there to New York City.
We're not in New York.
Well, you're in Philly right at this moment, but
yeah,
right.
Well, nobody in Philadelphia sees us. We're in a studio with lots of security.
Well, then everything I say was just moot. And my question would be, how much did his colon really weigh?
Elvis's colon
at the time of death, 40 pounds.
40 pounds of chalky matter
impacted. Let's go to Sonny. Hello, hang up on this guy.
That's a good call. Yeah,
Sonny. Hello, Sonny.
Hey, Sonny Roast Beef Chicken. How you doing?
Hey, Sonny Roast Beef.
Yeah, I want to know. Did Lisa shout it at the top of her lungs on the train? Quit on my belly button.
Something like that.
She was very drunk. We all were kind of drunk,
a little loopy.
Yeah. It was no hiding. When I got to the hotel room and I called home
right.
to say where I was, immediately Frida said, "Ah, you were drinking on the train, you know, Well, yes.
Yeah, we got festive for some reason. Rob kind of started the ball rolling on
this. Just a little bit.
It was fun.
No, actually, Lisa started the ball rolling. Lisa,
did she start the ball rolling?
She could not wait.
I gave it a push though.
Yeah, you gave it a push. Rob brought me one, and I didn't ask for one. And then when somebody brings me one, I don't ask for one. That's when normally all you have to do with me is just get that. It's like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, and that rock comes rolling down thing.
Sure. Lisa couldn't even wait for the food cart to open. As soon as they announced that the part of the train where they served the booze.
The dining car.
Yeah, it was open.
Cafe car.
She said, let's go right now.
Yeah. Right.
Right now.
Yeah.
Push to the front and get our tickets stamped so we can get out of here and go get our booze.
Was she drinking rum?
Yep, she was.
Rum and Coca-Cola and reading a Glamour magazine.
And Buzz, I'm going to give Buzz a compliment. Buzz, I'm fond of you.
Well, yes, no, I know that.
Despite the sodomies and everything else.
I know.
I want to tell you, he is Mr. If You Need It.
Oh, yeah.
Got it. And I'm not only talking about pharmaceuticals and weed
and
anything else. Marital aid, Jack.
What did he do? Because I wasn't paying attention.
I had, for my little DVD player, I have headphones that have batteries in them. So you can juice up the volume. I put the headphones in, they didn't work. I took off the little side thing, and as it turns out, they took A-size batteries, the smallest batteries.
Triple A.
So I'm thinking, where the F am I going to find batteries on a train that's moving?
Exactly.
Lisa says, ask Buzz. Buzz has everything.
Yeah.
So I said to Buzz, you got batteries? And he pulls out a box and he goes, here you go. I'm amazed. Buzz, you're the man. I open the box and I go, oh, damn it. I appreciate the effort, but they're the wrong size.
Double A's.
They were double A's. I said, thanks anyway, but God damn it, Buzz, I'm amazed. And he says, wait a minute, hold on. He goes back into his magic satchel, and he has a box, not one, not two.
Another box.
But a box.
Of AAA batteries?
Of AAA batteries.
Man, that's incredible, right? God.
Able to make it happen.
See, up here in Philadelphia, usually Buzz is just in my way. I know you're happy about him doing that, but he's just always in my effing way. Today, all morning, in my way. Say, Buzz, get out of my way. Buzz and I kind of like, more than any other road trip, this is where Buzz and I bump into each other all the time. There's one computer on this floor, and, it's like Buzz uses the computer for work, I use it for pleasure, and it's amazing that I'm always looking for, pieces of paper so I can write down things, not for the show, but for my own personal game.
Are you aware how badly you blew off the midget sales manager?
No, not really. No.
Okay, so
was I really cruel to him? I was in the middle of, I was getting Red Sox tickets. I mean, it was serious stuff. You don't want to get in my way like Buzz does.
So Peter Pan, the sales manager here. His name is Peter.
Yeah. Well, his first words out of his mouth were, I don't like him either. Well, that's how he greeted me. I don't like him either.
He comes upstairs to the third floor.
How is the terror of tiny town?
And immediately he said, how come you didn't come down?
In fairness to this guy, really seriously, the thing that makes this funny, I know, don't be fair to him.
Yeah, don't sell him short.
He is not as little as some guys are little. We've worked with littler guys.
No, but he's small.
He is small.
He's
small. But, I thought it was cute that the meeting that you were having with him, he was in your lap.
He's boy size.
Cupped in the palm of your hand.
He's won 24 races. Charlestown.
If you put him in a pair of shorts from Sears and a T-shirt, and you put me in a priest uniform, you've got, that's danger waiting to happen.
So what did Paul Williams want from you?
He wanted simply to say hi.
Right.
To say, things are going great up here at WYSP.
How's the weather up there?
And he said,
Dorf on sales.
He says, where's Mike? And I said,
oh, here.
Oh, he's right there. He's in the room right there. And he says, hi, Mike. And you don't respond. And then he says again, hey, Mike. Hi. Again, you're on the telephone.
Right.
You don't respond.
Right. Well, that's what happens when you're on the telephone.
Well, no, you are not speaking.
Right.
You were just looking at it, trying to dial it
up. I didn't hear him. In fairness to me, I didn't hear him say that.
And then he says, is he doing that on purpose? And I said, I don't think so.
I don't do that to people.
I don't think so. Which is why, when you walked out, he then said to you whatever he said. Oh, he doesn't like me either, because he thought you were slighting him.
Oh, really?
Slighting him.
I didn't know that.
He's
slighting him. He must have felt slighted by me. I didn't want to intrude on your conversation, but I ran into him at the elevator, and he said, Buzz, it was really, really nice talking to you today. Ouch.
Man.
Ouch.
I'm sorry he came up short on those.
He's bitter. He's bitter.
Hello, Joe. Don and Mike show.
Maybe
Joe.
Maybe we should buy him some pastry.
Tell him not to sweat the little things.
Joe, hello.
Some Napoleon.
Hey, Joe. Hi. Yeah,
right.
We'll have to delete that guy out, although he's rapidly becoming one of my favorite callers.
Oh, my.
I know we can't. What would be the answer to that?
I don't have one.
Very good, okay.
Well, you do in prison.
He wants
it's
to.
Just like that. It's clean. It's decent.
That belongs to me, sir.
He wants to eat my P.U., you know, blah, blah, blah. Why? You know who was rude to Mike today? Was the terrorist waiter that we had at the restaurant.
What a dick.
So we're ordering breakfast, okay? And I get an omelet. Rob gets scrambled eggs.
And bacon.
Lisa gets whatever she
bacon
gets.
Bacon and eggs, I think, something like
bacon
that.
Bacon and eggs. And Mike wants...
I wanted to go for the... I was in the mood for the fatty platter. I wanted the country fried steak and eggs, which was on the menu.
Right.
So the guy says... No, we don't have it. And Mike says, well, no, look, it's on the menu right here. You have two different kinds of steaks. And
right.
Then the guy, he processes this, and he goes, no steak. No steak. And Mike says, okay, you have no steak? Fine. I will have two bagels.
Breakfast sandwiches.
With the eggs and bacon.
Right.
And the guy looks at Mike, and he goes, hungry?
And I looked at him, and I felt like saying, herpy on your lip? Nice herpy, nice big throbbing herpy sore pulsating over your Arab lip.
You don't normally hear that in the singular.
There you go. You hungry, man? Big fat guy hungry?
And it wasn't you hungry. It was just hungry.
Hungry?
Yeah, why don't you stop mocking me, herpy man, and go get the goddamn food.
That's not nice.
It was not a good start to the day.
And then, you know, then he's eyeballing me the whole time. Then everything, you know, all we do when we sit together and we have any kind of meal together is we mock people. And so the whole time, you know, he thought we were talking about him.
And we were.
It is good. But a lovely neon fly collector you have in that place.
That's a nice place.
Nice high-tech fly sucker inner.
And then I really... Are they going to delete that house?
Wow. Really? Wow.
I almost got my thing caught in the door. Because Lisa's phone rings.
Watch out for that door.
You don't say something like that on the radio.
I almost got my thing caught in the door. Because Lisa, her phone rings and she goes, a caller ID, she goes, who wants to answer the call? It's Mr. 40.
Ah, God, you almost got us killed.
And I said, I'll take it. So she gives me the phone, and I pick it up, and I go...
And it's Mr. 40, so you start doing black speak.
I go, hello there. And he laughs right away, and he goes, hey... You know, he's all drunk already. He goes,
right.
Hey, dog, where you at? I said, well, hello there.
Meanwhile, your back is to Tone Loke, who's coming up the aisle in back of you.
Who am this on the telephone?
And he's staring right at you when you're doing this. Rob and I are going,
Meanwhile, I got 40 who's laughing uncontrollably.
Right, because he knows you. Meanwhile, the guy in the restaurant doesn't know you, and it's not looking real promising.
And Mike and I are trying to shrink down to the size of a salesman.
Mm-hmm.
That was quite a morning.
Peter, right? That's
Peter.
His name?
Peter.
Yeah.
Peter.
Little Peter.
Little Pete.
Stuart Little.
Hi there. Welcome back to Philadelphia.
I almost forgot. It's Friday.
Oh, it is.
And that means it's time for the Dynamite Newsmaker of the Week.
Very exciting.
You know, as I'll say to you all the time, we don't get any guests on the show. As a matter of fact, Anton Figg is about as big as our guests get. And he was a tiny man, too.
Chloe the Anal Queen.
Right, we generally don't get your big ticket guests.
Right,
but on Friday somehow we manage to pull it together.
That's amazing.
And joining us now via satellite, he's not with us in Philadelphia. We have our Newsmaker of the Week, our top story today.
Yes.
After 25 years, Elvis is still dead. Which is ironic, because he's here on the satellite.
You're kidding me.
To discuss his continued prominence in pop culture. Ladies and gentlemen.
You got Elvis?
Our Newsmaker of the Week is the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley.
Captain, what's the smell?
Hold on, let's take it from the top. Our Newsmaker of the Week is the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley.
Jesus, Captain, what's that smell?
Well, now, Elvis, I am no rocket scientist, but my guess is that is the smell of your quarter-century-old rotting flesh.
Ah, yes, the familiar bouquet.
It's normally drowned out by the smell of my fans stumbling by my circus-like headstone.
Not to mention the flowers.
God damn it, honey. You're right. By the way, a message to all my aging toothless fans. When you put together a flower arrangement like my jumpsuit spelled out in carnations, make my head the right size. You know, I'm not Beetlejuice, for Christ's sake. God damn it, honey.
God damn it, honey. It has been said, Elvis, that you have the most devoted fans in the country.
The world, A-hole, the world. And here's another thought about my devoted followers.
Yes, Kingy?
They are all children of feces. Hey, man, want to play a game? You want to play a game? Because despite me being dead since 1977, I'm still competitive.
All right, I'm up for a game. Let's bring it on. Let's TCB.
Oh, don't patronize me, ass. Yesterday's quiz.
Okay.
Whose fans, between mine and the Don and Mike shows, are dumber?
Hey, watch it.
Which fans eat more boogers?
Elvis, oh, wow. Watch it, Elvis.
Wow.
Which ones average more original teeth? I'll give you a hint. It's the same fan base that has the most BM under their fingernails.
Oh, dear.
Come on, the clock's ticking. Take a guess.
I was going to say, you're the man. I don't even know who has the most fans, you or us. I don't know.
Oh, my boy, my boy. Oh, my Peter, it's a stone-cold cotton picking tie.
E, that is terrific news.
Oh, wow.
Well, F you. Here's the guy. Where's the goddamn pharmacy around here? Isn't there a Dr. Mike J. Elston in the house?
Hi.
Yeah? Well, Dr. Nick recommended me. Dr. Nick recommended him to me, and he gave me anything.
Okay, Elvis, what do you need?
First, and this is ASAP, number one, need it yesterday, important, Chief.
Okay, yes. What do you need, Elvis?
Suppositories.
Oh, wow.
And don't be skimpy, because I got tissue that's been swelling since the first year of the Carter administration.
Oh, dear.
That's right. Ooh, they about bust through my jumpsuit. Looks like I got tomato in my back pocket, Jack.
Oh, all right. So you need suppositories from Buzz. What else, Elvis?
I asked for the wrong man. His name is Joe Ardinger.
Oh, wow.
He will fascinate you.
That's right.
He has no seal tail. He's got no cat feet.
Wait, hold on. You're getting off topic here, King.
Right. How about fantasy football, eh? Nice picks, Buzz.
Thanks, E.
Elvis, how will you be celebrating your death today, E-Man?
Well, the usual. You know, bugs eating my bones, various insects living and crawling in my still chalky and impacted colon. And, of course, I'll be watching the fine lineup of TV on the TNN channel. I love me that cable. If it was donut, I'd eat it.
Elvis, what else do you want to talk about?
How's about my buddy Mike going, huh? I hear he's headed down the same tragic road as me.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey,
I remember my most painful breakup.
Ah, that had to be with Priscilla, right?
No. When they closed the Krispy Kreme on Highway 51.
Oh, no.
That's right. I cried like a baby. God damn it, honey. I'm thirsty.
Are you thirsty? Name it and claim it, King.
Okay, first, I need a champagne flute, then your finest quality narcotic cough syrup. Grape if you have it.
Kingy, we have anticipated this, and we have left some right next to you.
Ah, that pleases me greatly. I'm so excited. Ooh, I've cut loose in Buzz's hair. Sorry, son.
Oh, no.
Here's the new Cadillac. Hey, dumbass DJ Don.
Yes, honey?
Have you seen my turban? I'm feeling like a little harem scarum. Now let me drink my narcotic nectar. Oops.
What happened there? Did you spill it?
No. My stomach is decomposed and is trickling down my colon.
Oh,
Elvis,
God.
Did you hear your daughter, Lisa Marie? Did you hear that Lisa has married Nicolas Cage?
I heard she only liked colored guys.
Who?
Your producer, Lisa.
No. Wrong Lisa. I said Lisa Marie, not Lisa Herndon. Lisa Marie, your daughter.
Oh. Well, I think her marriage to this cage cat is just a rumor. And it's damaging to my wife, to my daughter, my doctor, my relationship to you and everyone up here on stage. And if I find the man who started this rumor, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to somebody else, I will tear your goddamn tongue out with the roots. Thank you very much. Tear him out by the roots.
Elvis, I've noticed the Today Show is making quite a fuss over your 25th anniversary here.
Jealous? Or are you happy with the articles about you in the supermarket newspapers? And how's my friend Anton Fig doing, eh? How about the fabulous Moolah? I banged her good back in the heyday, you know.
Oh, wow.
That's right. Little down south, ass play, if you please. You know?
Al, let me tell you something, Al. You are still an icon.
Don, you are still an asswipe.
Elvis Presley, how do you feel about your fame after all these years?
Hungry. That's right. What I wouldn't give for meatloaf and sauce. And my TV glasses. Do they still leave burnt bacon on the piano for me? You know, how's about some cookies? I cook for a dozen or five, you know, washed down with a case of Pepsi.
All right, listen, if that's what you want, E-Man, you got it.
Wait. I need mashed potatoes to eat with my fingers. And besides, I have no teethers to chew with. You know, they smashed them out when I was choking on my own sick vomit face down on the bathroom shag rug.
Oh, God.
You know, what a way to go, Jack.
Yeah. Elvis, what happened to your lovely teeth?
I sold them to my retarded fans, you know, but not enough to go around, though. You know, have you ever been to a death week at Graceland?
We've been many times.
Okay, good. Then you should know. When they play some piece of garbage song of mine and my fans smile, it looks like a jack-o'-lantern convention. Yeah, what a bunch of stupid dicks.
Oh, wow. So, Elvis, how are you feeling?
Well, I'm not feeling too perky, but I always feel, I always feel a little bit better to know that even being dead, I can still rake in $34 million a year. You know, and roughly half of it comes from a right-thinking young man by the name of Rob A.
Yeah, you're right. He does buy a lot of your merchandise. And Rob A does love you, Elvis.
He is dumb, you know. Like all my fans are. I crap on him, even in death. Oops. God damn it, honey. I've sold myself again.
Oh, no.
I smell worse than Natalie Wood.
And Natalie Wood, she had problems with feminine odor, right?
She had a situation. This show has problems.
Okay, the read on that should have been, she has a situation. This show has problems.
This show has problems.
Elvis, what will you do over the next Elvis, what will you do over the next 25 years until your next death celebration?
You mean observation as observation.
Right. Elvis, what will you be doing?
Well, continue to fight the battle of my life. Well, you see, I have full-blown AIDS of the colon.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But, Elvis, you're already dead.
AIDS doesn't discriminate. It knows no bounds. God damn it, honey. Even people who've given their lives in service to this country, like my beloved Major Bill Smith, has got Henry V. But the amazing thing is, even though Smith is dead, his fingernails continue to grow.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes, Captain. And all the women are jealous of his fingernails.
Elvis, thank you for your time.
Don, thanks for not doing the whole dumb AIDS Paula Poundstone Rush Limbaugh kind of thing. You know, it doesn't please me greatly.
May I ask you a final question, Elvis?
Yes. You're a total faggot. Goodbye.
Oh, dear. Well, my question was not, am I a total faggot? My question is, what about your Percocet-studded jumpsuit?
I said good day. Elvis has left the building. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time.
There he goes.
There he is,
excellent.
Elvis.
There he goes.
Elvis.
Wow.
The king of rock and roll.
We got him.
Works a little better when we can actually make eye contact with the newsmaker of the week.
Elvis was very Elvis today.
Elvis did.
A little more belligerent than I remember him.
Came out swinging.
Elvis Obaibene. from Nigeria.
Reminds me that adds to the charm.
Yeah. Yes.
When it's really poorly read. Elvis.
Elvis has left the building.
might I add.
Poorly written.
being one of the writers myself. Let me just say, we've done better.
We've worked really hard for 20 minutes on it.
Let's clear the lines out. Clear the lines out now and get a call. 1-800-877-365-3636 or at Philly 215-263-ROCK. Call 100. We'll be right back, you animals.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I had sex with him for about a year and a half. I liked having sex with him.
Thank you.
He wasn't afraid of experimenting.
I didn't like the Duke.
I like men like that.
Thank you. I don't I like you.
He gave me pleasure.
I gave you pleasure.
He gave me a lot of pleasure.
The Don and Mike Show.
Or
you're listening to them right now. Don and Mike.
Time for eight. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
That didn't go that well.
Thanks. What was that? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Who's this?
It's Ken.
Hi, Ken. Where are you from?
I'm from Philadelphia.
Ken, join Mike and I tomorrow night at the Tweeter Center.
Tweeter.
For Sammy Hagar and David Lee Roth.
I did see a rock star.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds good.
We'll see you there. These are, I'm going to warn you, these are lawn seats.
Okay.
All right. Enjoy the show, and look
thunderstorms.
Look for the guys who really look out of place on stage, drinking and singing with Sam.
Are we going to sing?
I believe we are.
Hey.
Well, the drinking better start early then. But your schedule is so incredibly busy on this Saturday. You're Philadelphia man this weekend.
Oh yeah, let me mention that. 94 WYSB presents Eagles football tomorrow night. The Eagles, coming off the win over the Packers, land in Foxborough for a showdown with the defending world champion New England Patriots. The award-winning Nextel five-star pregame show with me starts at 6.
All right. O'clock. And because I don't want to give up on doing stuff, what I'm going to be doing is meeting fans in the lobby of our hotel.
Oh, that's nice.
When you go on the air at 6 o'clock, I'll just be down meeting and doing a meet and greet that'll be about 2 hours long.
Are you still wearing the Phillies uniform?
No, I'm going to be wearing my Ben Franklin. Actually, it's my Patrick Henry uniform.
When we were in Tim's office today. Tim's the program director at YSP. He really wants me to do this, the Eagles pregame show, full time. I can't do it. I can't travel to Philadelphia every weekend.
No.
So I'm going to do 3 or 4 games during the year. I know for a fact when the Eagles play the Redskins at FedEx on Monday night, the second week of the season, I will be in the broadcast booth calling the game.
All right.
With those guys. I will be
with Merrill Reese
doing color commentary with Merrill Reese and Mike Quick.
Have you met either one of these gentlemen?
Never before.
You haven't had the opportunity to meet these guys?
Never before.
That should be interesting.
Well, I did it once with the Redskins.
Yeah, and that was a good experiment.
Yes, it was. Experiment being the key word. It was a good experiment.
Well, it all depends on whether they feel threatened or not. If they feel threatened, it doesn't go well. If they don't feel threatened, then you'll be a natural.
I don't think so. I'm looking forward to it. So anyway, that's tomorrow night, 6 o'clock on WYSP. And as soon as I'm done with that pregame show,
you better be out of there like S through a goose.
Yeah. Be downstairs at 7:45.
We are going to have the engine running. And I'll tell you right now, I'm going to have a head start on you.
I know you will.
There's no doubt.
I can't do the Eagles broadcast drunk.
No, you can't. But I can certainly do the waiting for you game drunk. Sitting in the limo getting drunk.
There's leading the band.
No problem whatsoever with that. I'll just be sitting there having a toddy waiting for you. And you know what I think you ought to do with all this pregame stuff? Not the pregame as much as when you get in the broadcast booth, I think it's really high time we create a completely fabricated resume for your football career.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've joked all over the years that you blew out your knee with the Nebraska Cornhuskers, but
drafted by the Raiders.
Let's be honest. Color commentators in football nowadays have to be former players. That's the way you excel. And so what you ought to do is just create a pro resume.
That I should have played in a league where it would be hard to check, like the USFL.
USFL. Say, how about, for example, you were a New Jersey General.
New Jersey General.
You were actually the backup running back to Herschel Walker.
Why don't we go that
I'll
way?
I'll go with it.
You were the backup and you were the long snapper. Until a tragic nail-cutting incident cut short your career.
Yeah, my ingrown toenail. Which is still killing me, incidentally.
Oh,
sorry.
Still killing me.
Are you getting regular treatment?
I had an appointment yesterday, and I had to miss it because we're coming to Philly. So I rescheduled that.
I can treat that.
But don't let it go, because that's what she said.
Trust me, yeah. I'm not.
And
I'm not.
By the way, was that the foot I stepped on yesterday?
Yes. You big oaf.
I'm sorry.
Was it agonizing pain when Rob's like Sasquatch-sized foot came crushing down?
His big Herman Munster boot came right down on my foot. I said, ah!
I said, sorry. He said, it's all right.
When was the last time you pursued medical? Now, this isn't your voice, so I'm not busting your chops.
I know, okay.
When was the last time you got medical attention for that toe?
Last week. Last week. So it's a weekly thing now.
Should we take a look at it?
You don't want to see it today. You don't want to see it
today. Are you worried about it?
No, I'm not worried. The thing is, I was
not going to fall to the stage during the Sammy Hagar concert.
I was not supposed to do anything at all. And yeah. I went out and played golf. Uh-oh. And part of my golf stance includes kind of standing on the balls of your feet.
You're actually standing correctly. If that's you put the weight on the inside of your feet. That's the way you're supposed to do it. So that would probably hurt the toe.
Yeah, and it did. And I came home and my bedroom. I'm not kidding. I'm surprised I didn't tell you this.
It's covered with blood and pus.
Looked like OJ's house.
Oh man.
When I woke up in the morning,
that's bad.
Yeah. Frieza said, "Oh my God, look, what is that? It looks like gigantic splotches of blood all the way from your side of the bed to the bathroom." And I said, "Yeah, well, in the middle of the night, God damn it, honey, my foot was killing me, and I realized that I had burst open the area with the ingrown toenail." And I went to the doctor the next day, and she said, "Well, you damn dummy,
right?
Didn't I tell you don't do anything like go out and play golf and stand on your tiptoes?
The password is walking cast."
So anyway, listen, yesterday was Elvis's day on the show. Today's the actual anniversary. I told you we would have two treats for you.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, of course, was that fantastic. And incidentally, the Broadcasters Museum of History has already called and asked for a tape of that last bit with
surprised.
Timmy and Clive today.
Yeah.
And we are glad to supply them with that tape.
It was truly incredible. Elvis from the grave.
Besides that, we have one other Elvis treat for you.
Mm,
now, I am sad to tell you that the Elvis Presley Jr. Psychic Network no longer exists.
It went out of business. How could that be?
It no longer exists. However, we can call sex lines as Elvis and Elvis.
I think that's a good idea, man.
Kind of resurrecting a bit we used to do many moons ago called Elvis to Elvis.
Very popular.
The bit that was very, very unpopular, Buzz, with our listening audience. However, Don and I loved doing it.
Yes.
And we always came in a helicopter.
Which made little to no sense.
A hot crime in Philly.
Hey, Rob, what do I got to do over here? Come here again and show me the buttons.
Your call cannot be completed as entered.
Hey, Jack.
No.
What's the matter, man? I'm getting into character. Plus tax. You're lying there. On the stage is bare, without any hair.
There's number one.
Who said that?
Yeah,
that's
right. Oh,
here we go.
How great thou art.
Come on, hot feet line.
How great thou art.
Oh, Lord my God. Oh, Lord my God.
Man,
I an awesome wonder. Consider all.
Hello.
Oh,
followers.
My teddy bear. VOB, take one. Dayton is the game. Like a wine, old man.
B.O.B.
Psycho-wacko.
Dayton is the game where grown-ups play.
I'm called the hot feet line.
See my long, firm, and shapely legs.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
You know they feel so smooth.
That's right, man.
Okay.
Man, that little darling gave the best feet.
Tiny feet.
Oh, my sooties.
Painted little toes.
My sooties.
Oh, man, that was some itty things.
All over when you kiss my soft.
You wearing cotton panties, darling?
And tickle my tiny toes.
I want some grit.
My name is EAP.
Come a little closer.
Okay, baby.
And let my tiny size 5 feet.
Little girl here just
high arches
Love you.
Some little Elvis.
Mm-hmm. I'm hungry.
Uh-huh.
I am too.
Uh-oh, you must be 18 for these.
I want a golden loaf or whatever they call it. Fool's gold.
Fool's gold.
I want a fool's gold, Jack.
Sponsored by Boulevard Energy.
Come on, honey. Put me through to the whore.
777-12.
Where's the whore?
That's right, baby.
We'll begin 3 seconds after the tone.
My sooties.
Hookers, Jack.
Each call has an access fee of $5.99.
Oh, shut up, babe. Come on, man.
Be aware that your call may be monitored.
God damn it, Jack.
That'll be enough of that ass.
1 moment, please.
Hey, man. Hey, you own some...
There we go. We're twin brothers.
Yes, EAP and EAP.
Four numbers of this phone number are... And you are on the air. I hope that was all right with you.
That is okay. If only that was saying what I was doing.
Be connected to Wimu.
Hey, quit your breathing, baby.
Remember to get back to the main menu.
Little girl's hot for Elvis.
Star.
No doubt about it.
All right, here we go.
I'm sure she'll do all the talking.
Press one for a
little. Press one for a little lady.
To get back to the main menu.
I must tell her she's on the air.
Star at any time.
So bear with me.
Bear with you.
Oh, dear my God.
How great thou art! How great thou art!
Shut up, there we go. Shut up.
Donald Mike, you're on the air. Hey, hello? Hello?
We got that little girl on the phone now.
Are you there, darling?
Little girl.
Yeah, we got you got two people here. We're brothers. We're twin brothers. How are you,
brothers?
Darling? What's your name, little lady? Hello, honey? Honey,
honey, what's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, what, did you just get out of bed, honey? You sound like you might have had some cough syrup or something.
No, I highly doubt it.
My name is EAP.
And I am EAP. You're talking to the EAP brothers. How are you, Sarah? How you doing, darling?
Oh, funny.
Honey, I'll tell you right now, we need a little more energy out of you if you can help us out here. Come
God
on.
God damn it.
You want some Ritalin?
Is that what you're in?
We're in,
Is that what you're on? Ritalin?
Yeah, Ritalin, liquid Demerol.
What's the matter? You on heroin, Sarah? Come on, talk to us.
No, I'm not a druggie. I'm a pharmacy tech, and I know the drugs you're talking about.
All right, why don't you just, pull up your bootstraps and pick up the pace, honey.
My name is EAP. Say hello, EAP. Say it. I'm paying $5.99 a minute. Say it, goddammit,
honey.
So am I,
honey. Okay,
God damn it.
First, I'll try.
God damn it.
What, honey?
I called in first, I'll find.
I cannot hear you, honey. Repeat your last statement, honey.
I said I called in first, I'll find.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you ready for my question? I want to ask you this right now.
I'm having a Percocet right now and some Dexedrine.
Do you like Elvis?
Yes.
What's your favorite song? Love
Heartbreak
Me.
Hotel.
Heartbreak Hotel.
Yeah.
Well, since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. It's down the long and lonely street of Heartbreak Hotel. Well, you make me so lonely, baby. You make me so lonely. You make me so lonely. I could die.
Oh, my God.
How do you like that, baby?
Thank you very much.
Delauded is my lady.
Sing me another one.
Oh, look at all the babies we've killed. Look at all the babies we've killed.
Love me tender.
Love me sweet.
Or just let me go.
Oh, my darling.
I love you. And I love you so. Love me tender. Love me too. All my dreams of his. And I love you beside you. And I'm uncircumcised.
We are uncircumcised.
We have fire hoses. What do you think of that?
We cannot have sex without bleeding.
We have a lot of skin down there that is very irritated.
Really?
Yes, indeed. It hurts us too.
Call me Elvis. Will you call me Elvis?